There's no place to escape to.
This is the last podcast.
On the left.
That's when the cannibalism started.
All right, that's Marcus. I'm Kissel. With us, as always,
Sunset Boulevard, Henry Zabrowski. this face made the pictures.
It did. It made them and broke them. Hey, have you had any good celebrity sightings recently, Henry?
You're just jumping right into this, man. It feels like I'm on The Tonight Show. This is amazing. Is this what it's like? Are you Johnny Carson?
Yeah, dude, I am back from the grave. I'm here to haunt your nightmares.
You're like Johnny Carson if Johnny Carson was sat on by a taxi driver for 25 years.
What are you talking about? That's insane.
Fucking jerky. You're Johnny Carson if he was turned into fucking 7 feet of jerky.
That's very rude. My skin is nice. It's not dry at all. It's wet and moist.
I know this. No, I have.
That is why your employer keeps fucking catching you jerking off and rubbing lotion all over yourself. You're too moist.
All right, take it easy. I get dry in the winter.
What I would have, the scream that would have come out of my mouth if I walked into my bathroom and I saw you using my expensive lotion all over your big, veiny, clotted legs.
All right, well, let's not get old Buffalo Bill over here. Yeah, apparently, you don't want to talk about your celebrity.
No. I said
it's all about me lathering up.
I was in between meetings.
In between taco stands.
So much power. But I sat next to a certain Mr. Gladiator, Russell Crowe himself. I sat next to Russell Crowe, and he smells like a bag of old kangaroo shit. He is disgusting.
I mean, what do you think he thought that you smelt like?
I mean, I smell like we were saying. I smell like baby powder.
Yeah. Do you think he picked up and hope?
Oh yeah, and I was eating an egg and bacon sandwich.
What was he eating?
Some salad.
Yeah. So he wasn't actually just eating kangaroo shit, as most Australian men do.
Australian men suck. They're big and they are smelly. And they can't get any place if they can't fucking surf there. And they're the fucking generations of rapists made them.
Oh my goodness. Come on. That's ridiculous.
The only people worse than the Irish.
Oh, wow.
Really don't know.
Yeah.
Hey, Marcus, is that the meanest thing Henry's ever said about somebody?
Tropical Irish people.
Tropical Irish? The Australians?
All right. Yes. Yes.
All right. Well, speaking of stinky meat and sweaty men, today we're going to talk about Jim Jones. And both Henry and I are on Skype right now. So we're going to play you much of what Jim Jones said to his unbelievably captive audience.
Oh, very much so captive. Now, remember again, this is ramping up to their final moments. So whatever sort of convincing arguments that he would have had have already come and gone.
Mm-hmm.
These people are pretty much trapped. I think some people tried to escape, but mostly everybody that was involved in there died.
There was there was one old woman who was able to escape by hiding underneath a bed because she knew immediately when they did code White Knight. Like that was number one code as far as everything's gone wrong, everything shit. Code White Knight. So she heard that. She hid under the bed. And this was not the first time that he had declared Code White Knight. And he had already tested them once to see if they would do it. Like he'd already done this whole spiel before to see if they would actually commit suicide. And it was, of course, a whole fake thing.
What were the true circumstances that led up to Code White Knight? Do you remember?
Yeah, absolutely. The true circumstances were that there was a congressman whose daughter, I believe his daughter was a part of the cult, and he went down with a couple He went down with a couple of other family members whose family was in the cult just to investigate, just to see what was going on. And Jim Jones was at the very end of his rope at this point. He is doing a lot of coke. He was starting to lose control over everything, and he was just spiraling out of control, and this was just the straw that broke the camel's back. And then people were passing notes to the congressman, because he hung out with them for a night. People were passing notes to the congressman. Yeah, get us out. Get us I want to leave right now.
Are you if you're that fucking congressman?
Oh,
how
no,
scared are you?
Oh, my God, so terrified.
Especially because initially you get a note, and you're like, oh, this is definitely a woman's phone number. She's a saucy Hollywood blonde. She wants to blow me. I'm a congressman. They're in the middle of nowhere. There's not a good fellow about.
Yeah, and there were 20 people that eventually left with the congressman. There were two planes that were going out, and one of the planes actually got up off the ground, and there was a dude, there was a mole planted on that plane that planned to shoot the pilot in the head, but they were able to wrestle the gun away from him before he killed anybody on the plane. However, the second plane with the with the congressman, there were also journalists out there. There was people from ABC News, there was a cameraman and I think a reporter, and one other dude on that plane. One of the dudes was able to escape into the woods after the shooting started, but the congressman and all the journalists just got fucking riddled with bullets from assault rifles.
They did not do right.
And so that's what Jim Jones said. He did Code White Night, and he said the congressman is dead. We all have to kill ourselves because the government's going to come in here. They're going to slaughter all of the children. They're going to make life hell on earth for us. And of course, you'll hear all of this stuff in the tapes because
You'll hear all that stuff if you listen to Glenn Beck's new radio program.
Yeah,
this Code White Night situation—it just reminds me of sort of a fire drill that might happen in school. You know.
Is it not the name of a Daniel Stern, Damon Wayans film, White Knight? right?
That was, you're thinking of Black Knight, and it's Martin Lawrence.
I'm so sorry.
Please. Please, Henry. That's ridiculous.
Yeah. And you're saying this is the ramp up to it, but there were still people arguing against it almost all the way up until the end. And some people did have to be shot. And in fact, Jim Jones himself, I found out, Jim Jones had to be shot in the head because
really?
He wouldn't take the Kool-Aid.
Shot Jim Jones?
One of his followers. Because he couldn't do it. He couldn't commit suicide.
He was too much of a bitch to follow his own suicide pack?
Yep.
Didn't he order ridiculous. Someone else to shoot him in the head?
Yeah.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a good job to have, though. You know, after you shoot Jim Jones, you can pretty much just drop the gun and slowly walk away.
Yep. He killed himself immediately afterwards.
But that's a leader's job, is to delegate, delegate, delegate. He can't be doing all this stuff himself.
And if you'll listen on the tapes, if there's one thing that you'll notice, there's this weird music played throughout. This weird, like you can't really figure out what it is. It kind of sounds like organ music at some time. What it actually is that what someone had done, this whole thing was taped on reel to reels. Someone had taped over a Delphonics record.
Horrible.
The Delphonics is an old soul group. And someone
seriously couldn't get a new tape, like for the moment.
So what you hear?
There were no new tapes.
Yeah, what you hear in the background
looking at an old VHS porno, and it cuts to like family memories. It's like you jumping on a trampoline, your mother, sucking down tea.
Yeah. So what you hear in the background the whole time is an old Delphonics album played at half speed.
Wow. Christ. I mean, yeah. I feel like people in North Korea live the exact same life as the folks of Jonestown.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, I mean, except, at least they had parties all the time, and they have parades and stuff like that.
So you think if you had to choose between living in North Korea or living in Jonestown, knowing the way that Jonestown ends, you're sticking with Jonestown?
No, I'm going to North Korea. Yeah. Oh, okay. Always North Korea. Yeah, I can't take the heat of Africa. I'm going to fucking Africa.
It wasn't Africa, it was South America.
Same difference.
There is a world of difference.
But you know what I'm saying? But in terms of climate, it's the same thing. You know? And you got antelopes in both places.
Anywhere off of U.S. soil for Henry is just Africa. You should see him in Canada. It's absolutely confusing.
Yes. Oh, I hate it.
All these like African whites running around with their Canadian accents.
Where is the dreaded African moose?
Why is that fat American dressed like he's going on safari?
I'm cold. I haven't seen a single tiger here.
That's terrible.
I want my money back.
Yeah. I feel like you go on vacation and report back like every single Jewish grandmother reports back after vacation.
I do.
Yeah.
I do. It's just like, oh, very good, but so affordable.
Well, all right, guys. Well, let's get to the tape.
All right, buddy.
Enjoy yourselves. Be creeped out.
Jim Jones's Jonestown Massacre, and don't get convinced after listening to this. Don't drink the Kool-Aid.
It's over. Yeah, the moment has passed. It's not real anymore.
No one will respect you.
And I'll say, if my own experience is any gauge, that if you, for maximum enjoyment, get really stoned and look at pictures of the devil while you listen to this.
That's how we did it.
Say that about anything.
All right. We'll see you guys next week. We're going to have a full episode coming up next. We've got a creepypasta episode, so wait around for that. But hey, in the meantime, here is the Jonestown Death Tape.
Yeah.
Hail yourselves.
How very much I've loved you. How very much I've tried my best to give you the good life. But in spite of all of that I've tried, a handful of our people, with their lies, have made our life impossible. There's no way to detach ourselves from what's happened today. Not only we're in a compound situation, not only are there those who have left and committed the betrayal of the century, some have stolen children from others and they're in pursuit right now to kill them because they stole their children. And we are sitting here waiting on a powder keg. I don't think this is what we want to do with our babies. I don't think that's what we had in mind to do with our babies. It was said by the greatest of prophets from time immemorial, no man takes my life from me, I lay my life down. So to sit here and wait for the catastrophe that's going to happen on that airplane, it's going to be a catastrophe. Almost happened here. Almost happened. The congressman was nearly killed here. But you can't steal people's children. You can't take off with people's children without expecting a violent reaction. And that's not so unfamiliar to us either. Even if we were Judeo-Christian, if we weren't communists, the world, the kingdom, suffereth violence, and the violence shall take it by force. If we can't live in peace, then let's die in peace. We've been so betrayed. We have been so terribly betrayed. But we tried, and as Jack Beam often said, I don't know where he's at right this moment. Where's Jack? He said, if this only worked one day, it was worthwhile. Because what's going to happen here in a matter of a few minutes is that one of those people on that plane is going to shoot the pilot. I know that. I didn't plan it, but I know it's going to happen. They're going to shoot that pilot, and down comes that plane into the jungle. And we had better not have any of our children left when it's over, because they'll parachute in here on us. I'm telling you just as plain as I know how to tell you, I've never lied to you. I never have lied to you. I know that's what's going to happen. That's what he intends to do. And he will do it. He'll do it. Fortunately, being so bewildered with many, many pressures on my brain, seeing all these people behave so treasonous, it was just too much for me to put together. But I now know what he was telling me, and it'll happen. If the plane gets in the air, even. So my opinion is that we be kind to children and be kind to seniors and take the portion like they used to take in ancient Greece and step over quietly, because we are not committing suicide. It's a revolutionary act. We can't go back. They won't leave us alone. They're now going back to tell more lies, which means more congressmen, and there's no way, no way we can survive. Anybody wish to? Anyone that has any dissenting opinion, please speak. Yes. You can have an opportunity, but if our children are left, we are going to have them butchered. We can make a strike, but we'll be striking against people that we don't want to strike against. We'd like to get the people who caused this stuff, and if some people here are prepared to know how to do that, to go in town and get Timothy Stone, but there's no plane. There's no plane. You can't catch a plane in time. He's responsible for it. He brought these people to us. He and Deanna Myrtle. But people in San Francisco will not be idle over this. They'll not take our death in vain, you know. Yes, Christine?
Is it too late for Russia?
Here's why it's too late for Russia. They killed. They started to kill. That's why it makes it too late for Russia. Otherwise, I'd said, Russia, you bet your life. But it's too late. I can't control these people. They're out there. They've gone with their guns, and it's too late. And once we kill anybody, at least that's the way I've always put my lot with you. If one of my people do something, it's me. Now they say I don't have to take the blame for this, but I don't live that way. They said deliver up Ujara, who tried to get the man back here. Ujara, whose wife, mother has been lying on him and trying to break up this family, and they've all agreed to kill us by any means necessary. You think I'm going to deliver them, Ujara? Not on your life. No. No, you're not going. You're not going. You're not going. I can't live that way. I cannot live that way. I've lived with for all, and I'll die for all. I've been living on hope for a long time, Christine, and I appreciate it. You've always been a very good agitator. I like agitation because you got to see two sides of one issue, two sides of a question. But what those people are going to get done, what they get through, will make our life worse than hell. Will make the Russians not accept us. When they get through lying, they told so many lies between there and that truck that we are done in as far as any other alternative.
Well, I said let's make an airlift to Russia. That's what I say. I don't think nothing is impossible.
Well, how are we going to
believe it?
How are you going to airlift to Russia?
Well, I thought they said if we got in an emergency, they gave you a code to let them know.
No, they did. They gave us the code that they'd let us know of an issue, not us create an issue for them. They said if they saw the country coming down, they'd give us the code. They give us a code. You can check on there and see if it's on the code. You can check with Russia to see if they'll take us in immediately. Otherwise, we die. I don't know what else you say to these people. But to me, death is not a fearful thing. It's living that's treacherous. I have never, 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 never seen anything like this before in my life. I've never seen people take the law in their own hands and provoke us and try to purposely agitate murder of children. Christine, it's not worth living like this. Not worth living like this.
I think that there were too few who left for 1,200 people to give them their lives for those people that left.
You know how many left?
20 odd. That's a small
20 odd. 20 odd.
Compared to what's here.
20 odd. But what's going to happen when they don't leave? I hope that they could leave, but what's going to happen when they don't leave?
You mean the people here?
Yeah, what's going to happen to us when they don't leave, when they get on the plane and the plane goes down?
I don't think it'll go down.
You don't think it'll go down? I wish I could tell you were right, but I'm right. There's one man there who blames, and rightfully so, Debbie Blakey for the murder of his mother, and he'll stop that pilot by any means necessary. He'll do it. That plane will come out of the air. There's no way you fly a plane without a pilot.
I wasn't speaking about that plane. I was speaking about the plane for us to go to Russia.
To Russia. You think Russia's going to want... No, not going to... You think Russia's going to want us with all this stigma? We had some value, but now we don't have any value.
Well, I don't see it like that. I mean, I feel like that as long as there's life, there's hope. That's my faith.
Well, everybody dies. Someplace that hope runs out because everybody dies. I haven't seen anybody yet didn't die. And I like to choose my own kind of death for a change. I'm tired of being tormented to hell. That's what I'm tired of. Tired of it. 1,200 people's lives in my hands, and I certainly don't want your life in my hand. But I'm going to tell you, Christine, without me, life has no meaning. I'm the best friend you'll ever have. Once I have to pay, I'm standing with you, Jara. I'm standing with those people. They're part of me. I can detach myself. My attorney says detach myself. No, 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 no. I never detached myself from any of your troubles. I've always taken your troubles right on my shoulders. And I'm not going to change that now. It's too late. I've been running too long. I'm not going to change now. Maybe the next time you get to go to Russia, the next time around. This is what I'm talking about now is in the dispensation of judgment. This is the revolutionary, suicide council. I'm not talking about self-destruction. I'm talking about what we have no other road. I will take your call. We will put it to the Russians, and I can tell you the answer now because I'm a prophet. Call the Russians and tell them, see if they'll take us.
I said I'm afraid to die.
I don't think you are. I don't think you are.
But I look at our babies and I think they deserve to live.
I agree.
You know?
But also they deserve, what's more, they deserve peace.
We all came here for peace.
And have we had it?
No.
I tried to give it to you. I've laid down my life practically. I've practically died every day to give you peace. And you still not had any peace. You look better than I've seen you in a long while. But it's still not the kind of peace that I wanted to give you. So, a person's a fool that continues to say that you're a winner when you're losing. Win one, lose two. What? I didn't hear you, ma'am. You'll have to speak up. That's a sweet thought. Who said that? Come on up and speak it again, honey. Come up and say it about what I talk about. It's taken off. No plane is taken off. It's suicide. They have done it. Stone has done it. Somebody ought to. Somebody. Can they talk? Can they not talk to San Francisco? See, the Stone does not get by with this infamy. This is infamy. He has done the thing he wanted to do. To have us destroyed.
When we destroy ourselves, we're defeated. We let them, the enemy, defeat us.
Did you see I live to fight no more forever?
Yes, I saw that.
Did you not have some sense of pride and victory in that man? He would not subject himself to the will and whim of people who tell that they're going to come in whenever they please and push into our house, come when they please, take who they want to, talk to who they want to. Isn't that living? That's not living to me. That's not freedom. That's not the kind of freedom I sought.
But I think where they made their mistake is when they stopped to rest. If they had gone on, they would have made it. But they stopped to rest.
It's over, sister. It's over. We've made that day. We made a beautiful day. And let's make it a beautiful day. That's what I want.
We win. We win when we go down. Tim Stone has nobody else to hate. He has nobody else to hate. Then he'll destroy himself. I'm speaking here not as the administrator. I'm speaking as a prophet today. I wouldn't step in this seat and talk so serious if I didn't know what I was talking about. If there's any way to call back the immense amount of damage that's going to be done. But I cannot separate myself from the pain of my people. And you can't either, Christine, if you stop to think about it. You can't separate yourself. We've walked too long together.
I know that, but I still think as an individual, I have a right to...
You do, and I'm listening.
What I think, what I feel, And I think we all have a right to our own destiny as individuals.
Right.
And I think I have a right to choose mine, and everybody else has a right to choose theirs.
Mm-hmm.
You know?
Mm-hmm. I'm not criticizing. I'm not judging. What's that? Dead today. That's what 20 people said today with their lives.
I think I still have a right to my own opinion.
I'm not taking it from you. I'm not taking it from you.
Christine, you're only standing here because he was here in the first place. So I don't know what you're talking about, having an individual life. Your life has been extended to the day that you're standing there because of him.
Boys back there, she has much right to speak to anybody else, too. What'd you say, Luby? You'll regret it this very day if you don't die. You'll regret it if you don't die. You'll regret it.
Too many people.
I saved them, but I made my example. I made my expression. I made my manifestation, and the world was ready, not ready for me. Paul said, I was a man born out of due season. I've been born out of due season just like all we are, and the best testimony we can make is to leave this goddamn world. Jeez, jeez.
I'm not talking to her. Will you let her let me talk?
You're talking.
Would you make her sit down and let me talk while I'm on the floor, or let her come?
Property tell the leader what to do. It really isn't. I've listened to you. You asked me about Russia. I'm right now making a call to Russia. What more do you suggest? I'm listening to you. If Russia gives me one slight bit of encouragement, I just now instructed them to go there and do that.
And you would be no fucking good in Russia, goddammit!
All right, now everybody, hold it. We didn't come. Hold it.
Much longer to maintain. To lay down your burdens. I'm going to lay down my burdens down by the riverside. So we lay them down here in the side of Guyana. What's the difference? No man didn't take our life right now. He hadn't taken it. But when they start parachuting out of the air, they'll shoot some of our innocent babies. I don't want to see this, Christine. Because they got to shoot me to get through to some of these people. I'm not letting them take your jar. Can you let them take your jar? What's that?
You mean you want to see John, the little one, the king?
I want to see. Peace.
Are you saying that you think he thinks more of them than other children here?
John.
That's what you're saying.
But you're acting. Do you think I'd put John's life above others? If I put John's life above others, I wouldn't be standing with his jar. I'd send John out, and he could go out on the driveway tonight.
Because he's young. They're young.
I know, but he's no different to me than any of these children here. He's just one of my children. I don't prefer one above another. I don't prefer him above you, Jara. I can't do that. I can't separate myself from your actions or his actions. If you'd done something wrong, I'd stand with you. If they wanted to come and get you, they'd have to take me.
And we're all ready to go. If you tell us we have to give our lives now, we're ready. I'm pretty sure all the rest of the sisters and brothers are with me.
For months I've tried to keep this thing from happening, but I now see it's the will of sovereign being that this happened to us. That we lay down our lives in protest against what's being done. That we lay down our lives to protest in what's being done. The criminality of people, the cruelty of people. Who walked out of here today? Did you notice who walked out? Mostly white people. Mostly white people walked. I'm so grateful for the ones that didn't, those who knew who they are. But there's no point to this. We are born before our time. They won't accept us. And I don't think we should sit here and take any more time for our children to be endangered, because they come after our children and we give them our children, then our children will suffer forever.
anybody that different.
I have no quarrel with you coming up. I like you. I personally like you very much.
People get hostile when you try to.
Oh well, some people do, but that, you don't. You just some people do. Put it that way. I'm not hostile. You had to be honest, and you stayed. And if you wanted to run, you'd have run with them, because anybody could have run today. They would want to. I know you're not a runner, and I your life's precious to me. It's as precious as John's, and I don't. What I do with weight and justice and judgment. I've waited against all evidence.
Yeah, that's all I got to say.
What comes now, folks? What comes now?
Everybody, hold it.
Stay peace. What's come? Don't let it. Just take Dwyer on down to the East House.
Take Dwyer. Everybody, be quiet, please.
So you've got some respect for our lives.
That means sit down.
I know. I tried so very, very hard. We're trying over here to see what can happen in Los Angeles. Who is it? Get Dwyer out of here before something happens to him. Dwyer? I'm not talking about you, Jara. I said Dwyer. Ain't nobody gonna take you, Jara. I'm not letting them take you, Jara. Gather in, folks. It's easy. Yes, my love.
At one time, I felt just like Christine felt. But after today, I don't feel anything, because the biggest majority of the people that left here were white. And I know it really hurt my heart. Because
broke your heart, didn't it?
It broke my heart to think that all these years that these white people have been with us, and they're not a part of us. So we might as well end it now. Because I don't see.
Chalky, the congressman has been murdered.
I'm ready.
It's all over. What a legacy. But the Red Brigade's the only ones that ever made any sense anyway. They invaded our privacy. They came into our home. They followed us 6,000 miles away. The Red Brigade showed them justice. The congressman's dead. Please get us some medication. It's simple. There's no convulsions with it. It's just simple. Just please get it. Before it's too late, the GDF will be here. I tell you, get moving. Yeah. Don't be afraid to die. If these people land out here, they'll torture some of our children here. They'll torture our people. They'll torture our seniors. We cannot have this. Are you going to separate yourself from whoever shot the congressman? I don't know who shot him. Speaker Pete and those had a right to go, and they had a right to. How many are dead? Oh, God Almighty. Patty Parks is dead.
She and the others to endure long enough in a safe place to write about the goodness of Jim Jones.
I don't know how in the world they're ever going to write about us. It's just too late. It's too late. The congressman's dead. The congressman today is dead. Many of our traitors are dead. They're all laying out there dead. I didn't, but my people did. My people did. They're my people. And they've been provoked too much.
What's happened here has been too, this has been an act of provocation. Yes.
If it's any way possible to have them to give Ted something to take him, I'm satisfied, okay?
What's that?
I said, if there's any way you can do, have them to give Ted something so he won't have to let him go through, okay? And I'm satisfied.
That's fine. Ted, yes.
Because I said I never wanted to live with you guys. And I appreciate you for everything.
You're the only,
and I appreciate you.
Please, can we hasten? Can we hasten with that medication? You don't know what you've done. I tried. Move, please move.
Wesley told me there were 2 GDF.
They saw it happen and ran in the bush and dropped their machine guns. I never in my life. But there'll be more. You got to move. Are you going to get the medication here? You got to move. Marceline, there's about 40 minutes.
You have to move, and the people that are standing there in the aisle, go stay in the radio room yard. But everybody get behind the table and back this way, okay? There's nothing to worry about. Everybody keep calm and try and keep your children calm. And the older children can help love the little children and reassure them. Children aren't crying from pain. It's just a little bitter tasting, but they're not crying out of any pain. Annie McGowan, can I please see you back?
I used to do before I came here. So let me tell you about it. It might make a lot of you feel a little more comfortable. Sit down and be quiet, please. One of the things that I used to do, I used to be a therapist. And the kind of therapy that I did had to do with reincarnation and past life situations. And every time anybody had the experience of going into a past life, I was fortunate enough through Father to be able to let them experience it all the way through their death, so to speak. And everybody was so happy when they made that step to the other side.
When you step, there's no other thing you can do but step that way. It's the only way to step. That choice is not ours now. It's out of our hands.
If you have a body that's been crippled, suddenly you have the kind of body that you want to have.
A little rest.
It feels good. You've never felt so good, family, I tell you. You've never felt so good is how that feels.
And I do hope that those attorneys will stay where they belong and don't come up here. What is it? What is it?
Get what?
It's hard. Only at first is it hard. It's hard only at first. Living, you're looking at death. It only looks. Living is much, much more difficult. Raising up every morning and not knowing what's going to be the night's bringing. It's much more difficult.
I just want to say something to everyone that I see that is standing around and crying. This is nothing to cry about. This is something we should all rejoice about. We should be happy about this. They always told us that we should cry when you're coming into this world. Well, when we're living and we're living it peaceful, I think we should be happy about this. I was just thinking about Jim Jones. He just has suffered and suffered and suffered. He is the only God, and he don't even have a chance to enjoy himself here. And I wanted to say one more thing. city. That few that's gone is many more here. He's still, well, that's not all of us. That's not all yet. That's just a few that has got a chance to get to the one that they could tell their story to, their lies to. So I'm looking at so many people crying. I wish you would not cry and just thank Father. Just thank him. I've been here about... one year and 9 months, and I never felt better in my life, not in San Francisco, but until I came to Jonestown. I've enjoyed this life. I've had a beautiful life, and I don't see nothing for us to be crying about. We should be happy. At least I am. Let's take some little things.
Wouldn't be alive today. I'd just like to thank Dad because he was the only one that stood up for me when I needed him. And thank you, Dad.
I'm glad you're my brothers and sisters, and I'm glad to be here. Okay.
Please, for God's sakes, let's get on with it. We've lived as no other people have lived and loved. We've had as much of this world as you're going to get. Let's just be done with it. Let's be done with the agony of it. It's far, far harder to have to watch you every day die slowly. And from the time you're a child to the time you get gray, you're dying. It's honest, and I'm sure that they'll pay for it. They'll pay for it. This is a revolutionary suicide. This is not a self-destructive suicide. So they'll pay for this. They brought this upon us. And they'll pay for that. I leave that destiny to them. Wants to go with their child has a right to go with their child. I think it's humane. I want to go. I want to see you go, though. They can take me and do with me whatever they want to do. I want to see you go. I don't want to see you go through this hell no more. No more, no more, no more. We're trying. If everybody will relax, the best thing you do to relax, then you will have no problem. You'll have no problem with the thing if you just relax.
The children here, a great deal because of Jim Jones. And the way the children are laying there now, I'd rather see them laid like that than to see them have to die like the Jews did, which was pitiful anyhow. And I'd just like to thank Dad for giving us life and also death. And I appreciate the fact the way our children are going. Because like Dad said, when they come in, what they're gonna do to our children, they're gonna massacre our children. And also the ones that they take captured, they're gonna just let them grow up and be dummies like they want them to be. And not grow up to be a socialist like the one and only Jim Jones. So I'd like to thank Dad for the opportunity for letting Jonestown be not what it could be, but what Jonestown is. Thank you, Dad.
It's not to be feared. It is not to be feared. It's a friend. It's a friend. You're sitting there. Show your love for one another. Let's get calm. To us, we had nothing we could do. We can't separate ourselves from our own people. For 20 years laying in some old rotten nursing home. Taking us through all these anguished years. They took us and put us in chains, and that's nothing. There's no comparison to that, to this. They robbed us of our land, and they've taken us and driven us, and we tried to find ourselves. We tried to find a new beginning, but it's too late. You can't separate yourself from your brother and your sister. No way I'm going to do it. I refuse. I don't know who fired the shot. I don't know who killed the congressman. But as far as I'm concerned, I killed him. You understand what I'm saying? I killed him. He had no business coming. I told him not to come. Die with a degree of dignity. Lay down your life with dignity. Don't lay down with tears and agony. It's nothing to death. It's like Max said, it's just stepping over into another plane. Don't be this way. Stop this hysterics. This is not the way for people who are socialists and communists to die. No way for us to die. We must die with some dignity. Soon we'll have no choice. Now we have some choice. You think they're going to allow this to be done and allow us to get by with this?
Must be insane.
Children, it's just something to put you to rest. Oh, God. Mother, 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 please. Mother, please, 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 don't do this, don't do this. Lay down your life with your child, but don't do this. Free at last. Peace. Keep your emotions down, keep your emotions down. Children, it will not hurt if you'll be quiet. It's never been done before, you say. It's been done by every tribe in history. Every tribe facing annihilation. All the Indians of the Amazon are doing it right now. They refuse to bring any babies into the world. They kill every child that comes into the world because they don't want to live in this kind of a world. So be patient, be patient. Death is... I tell you, I don't care how many screams you hear. I don't care how many anguished cries. Death is a million times preferable to 10 more days of this life. If you knew what was ahead of you, if you knew what was ahead of you, you'd be glad to be stepping over tonight. Death, death, death is common to people. In the Eskimos, they take death in their stride. Let's be dignified. If you quit telling them they're dying, if you adults would stop some of this nonsense, adults, I call on you to stop this nonsense. I call on you to quit exciting your children when all they're doing is going to quiet rest. I call on you to stop this now, if you have any respect at all. Are we black, proud, and socialist, or what are we? Now stop this nonsense. Don't carry this on anymore. You're exciting your children. All over, and it's good. No sorrow that it's all over. I'm glad it's over. Hurry, hurry, my children, hurry. All I say, let's not fall into the hands of the enemy. Hurry, my children. Hurry. The seniors out here that I'm concerned about, hurry. I don't want to leave my seniors to this mess.
quickly, sisters, good knowing you. No more pain, Al. No more pain, I said, Al. No more pain. Jim Cobb is laying on the airfield dead at this moment. Remember the Oliver woman said she'd come over and kill me if her sons wouldn't stop her. These are people, the peddlers of hate. All we're doing is laying down our life. We're not letting them take our life. We're laying down our life. We're seeking their lives. We just want peace.
All I'd like to say is that my so-called parents is filled with so much hate. And treachery. I think you people out here should think about how your relatives was and be glad about that the children are being laid to rest. And all I like to say is I thank Dad for making me strong to stand with it all and make me ready for it. Thank you.
How can do them all the children taking a drink to go to sleep? That's what death is, sleep. But of it, I'm tired of it all.
Loving thing he could have ever done. The most loving thing all of us could have done. And it's been a pleasure walking with all of you in this revolutionary struggle. No other way I would rather go than give my life for socialism, communism. And I thank Dad very, very much.
But that Dad's love and mercy and goodness and kindness and bringing us to this land of freedom, his love, his mother was the advance guard to socialism. And his love and his mercy should go on forever, onto the fields.
Where's the vat? Where's the vat with the green steam?
It should go on forever, onto the fields. And thank you, Dad.
The vat with the green steam in, please. Bring it here so the adults can begin. Beg you, don't fail to follow my advice. You'll be sorry.
You'll be sorry.
That we do it and that they do it. Us trust you, you have to step across. We used to sing this world's not our home. Well, it sure isn't. As we were saying, it sure wasn't. Yeah. He doesn't want to tell him. All he's doing, if they will tell him, assure these children. Can some people assure these children of the relaxation of stepping over to the next plane? We've set an example for others. We've set 1,000 people who say we don't like the way the world is. Take our life from us. We laid it down. We got tired. We didn't commit suicide. We committed an act of revolutionary suicide protesting the conditions of an inhumane world. Mm-hmm.